From fish to fowl, and commentator Ken Nordine, who has this meditation on a bird and its coop.
I'm thinking a thought that came to me from a book that I bought concerning a cage in search of a bird. It was written by Kafka, who loved the absurd, loved ideas that make you think.
What a funny notion. A cage went in search of a bird.
I agree. Which one would you like to be, the cage or the bird?
Me? I'd be the bird. I'd like being free.
Okay, you be the bird, and I'll be the cage. Ready?
Uh-huh.
So, bird, how do you like my new cage?
Actually, I don't like cages. They're much, much too confining.
Well, cage has a lot of advantages. You're much, much safer.
Safer from what?
From sneaky Pete cats who like eating birds.
I haven't been caught yet, and you're being absurd. No cat will get me.
Ever see a cat stalking, creeping slowly towards you?
Yeah, but I know what to do. Fly to the top of the nearest big tree.
Yeah, but in a mice cage, you can relax. You don't have to flee. You can safely sing songs. You won't have to worry about bird-killing cats.
I'll take my chances and fly around free. Cages are honestly an anathema to me.
You're making a mistake. You'll end up in trouble.
Cage, you're the one who's being absurd. You know what I think as a free-flying bird? Your cage is a trap of promises. Once in, I could never get out.
Well, you win. I tell you what, let's play the game again. This time, you play that you're the cage.
Yeah?
And I'll be the bird. Let's see how it turns out, switching roles.
A cage went in search of a bird. How absurd, how absurd.
Ken Nordine lives in Chicago. He's the voice and mind behind the series Word Jazz.